AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An arrest warrant has been issued in Maine for Robert Card. He's wanted for the shooting deaths of at least 18 people in Lewiston, Maine. Shots were fired last night at a local restaurant and at a bowling alley. Colonel William Ross is with Maine State Police.
He should be considered armed and dangerous. Based on our investigation, we believe this is someone that should not be approached.
Meantime, House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing an early test on his first full day on the job. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
This is a dark time in America.
Johnson says the Maine shootings have moved everyone in Congress, while Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says the killings must spur another conversation in the House.
About how we try to confront the gun violence epidemic.
Johnson says for now, lawmakers are hopeful and prayerful.
Prayer is appropriate in a time like this, that the evil can end and this senseless violence can stop.
Johnson did not answer questions about the possibility of any gun violence legislation. President Biden is urging the House GOP to fulfill its duty to protect the American people and work with him on a bill to, among other things, ban assault weapons. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police say a man suspected of killing a judge in Maryland last week was found dead. Pedro Argote's body was found near where his car was abandoned. Police did not say how he died. A federal judge ruled some of Georgia's congressional state senate and state house districts were drawn in a racially discriminatory manner. The state was ordered to draw an additional black majority congressional district. Muslim and Jewish civil rights groups say they've seen large increases in reports of harassment against members of their communities since the Hamas attacks earlier this month. Nearly a foot of snow buried parts of North Dakota. Below normal cold temperatures are forecast to follow. A report of strong economic growth hasn't impacted Wall Street. Stocks are lower. This is AP News. The inaugural Florida Man Games will be held in St. Augustine. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
It won't be the Olympics. A group of Floridians described the Florida Man Games as the most insane athletic showdown on earth. The St. Johns County media outlet, the 904 Now, is behind the games planned for February. Competitions will be themed around the beer-loving, gun- and gator-owning, mullet-wearing phenomenon known as Florida Man, poking fun at the state's reputation for producing strange news stories. Among the contests, the evading arrest obstacle course, beer belly wrestling, and a Category 5 cash grab in a wind-blowing booth. The Florida Man legend lives on, but Freddie Campion, who popularized the concept as the founder of Florida Man, an account on Twitter with the tagline, "Real Life Stories of the World's Worst Superhero," told the Washington Post he retired the account in 2019, in part because of the moral implications of making callous jokes online about vulnerable people. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.